Mercy Hospital Northwest Arkansas, based in Rogers, in coalition with 12 healthcare providers, public health agencies, and nonprofit groups, conducted a four-month community health needs assessment survey. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports on the results.
Lisa Lowe, MD, is Medical Director for Community Health at Mercy Hospital Northwest Arkansas, headquartered in Rogers. She says every 3 years, Mercy conducts a community health needs assessment.
For this cycle, what we decided to do was to ask our partners if they would be interested in coming together and doing a comprehensive community-wide health survey. So we had a good engagement from all of the health departments, UAMS, community clinic, Ozark Guidance Center was there.
Additional partners include HARC at the Center for Collaborative Care, Madison County Health Coalition, Washington Regional Medical Center, and the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese. Over 4 months early last year, the coalition developed this survey.
What does the community feel is the most important need? What do people feel is the most important health need to them personally? What do they feel could be improved that would improve their health? And what risky behaviors do they think are most important in the community? And to do that, we used other hospital and public health, community health surveys as a basis. And then we got together in our coalition and sort of developed the questions. And we went through several versions before we settled on the final version.
HARC at the Center for Collaborative Care hosted the 24-question anonymous survey online, which went live last summer, closing mid-October. Partner organizations distributed the survey electronically to coworkers, patients, clients, and other community members, notifying the public through mass emails, on Facebook, and local newspapers.
We felt that it was very important to translate the survey into the languages, to pilot the language survey. So we had three different languages. Took the Marshallese translation a little bit longer to get translated, but we felt that we had a good representation of sampling.
Patients were queried in waiting rooms in select hospitals, clinics, and health units, Lowe says, and were asked to participate in the survey on either paper or iPad with volunteer facilitation from UA Public Health students. The survey was also distributed at community flu clinics, back-to-school immunization events, county fairs, and summer lunch programs. Mercy employees and staff crunched the numbers from 1,200 respondents. Nearly 100 were tossed, including surveys generated by rogue bots, yielding 1,100 valid responses.
And there was a really good distribution, we felt, in population between Benton, Washington, Madison, and Carroll County, and then also in the race and ethnicity of the respondents as well.
Dr. Lowe says the results differ from previous regional surveys.
Obesity, mental health, and diabetes were the top health problems that people identified in Northwest Arkansas. It varied a little bit by the race and ethnicity breakdown. So obesity and diabetes came up in the Hispanic and Marshallese population, but also some other things like affordable housing came up as a significant health need.
The 10-minute survey included questions about housing and food insecurity, which are social determinants of health. According to a Mercy press release issued recently about this survey results, respondents ranked obesity, mental health, and diabetes as more important than drug use, cancer, child abuse and neglect, and aging issues. Dr. Lisa Lowe says these new recent survey results will be used to develop and prioritize health interventions in Northwest Arkansas.
We will definitely be including the results in our community health needs assessment that we're publishing our board has just approved it at Mercy in Northwest Arkansas. We're thinking about doing a sort of a simple website just so people can have access to the document, but haven't quite got that done yet because it's unfunded, so we're doing it on our own time. But we'll hopefully get that out here within the next few months.
The assessment will be available online this summer at mercy.net. The coalition, which facilitated the survey, may also continue to meet to achieve other objectives. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.